All right, let's do it.
Not it.
You starting or me? Am I starting? Me start.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
My name's Dusty Bottoms, and no, I'm Enz. I'm a rapper guy, and I rap better than everybody else, but this is Iconoclash.
Yes, and my name's Kyle, and I am a podcaster. I have another show called The Keezy Show. You may have heard of it.
You haven't. Well, I mean, you probably have, because the only people that listen to this right now are probably people that know The Keezy Show.
This is a new thing where we decided to begin to, you know, just put it on wax, our disagreements, essentially, or agreements, however you want to look at it.
I'll disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
And
that was the loudest.
So this is what to expect. This is show one. It's not polished yet. I mean, it will be one day, but here goes.
Beta.
This is the beta. So anyways, this show, we will be discussing, well, today's show, we have prepared some material so that we could at least get our groove going.
We're going to start with, are we going to start with the awards? Is that what we're going to?
No, we can. Do you want to chit chat first?
All right, what do you want to chit-chat about? What would you like to chit-chat about?
Well, so what's going on in the news with... I really don't want to talk about that.
You don't like the news?
No, we can do that.
I think Donald Trump's pretty fucking entertained, bro.
As a Trump voter myself, I agree. Just kidding.
You didn't vote for Trump?
I did not. I voted for Gary Johnson.
That's the kind of, you wasted your vote.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Show voters. Ass.
We probably shouldn't tell everyone I'm a Gary Johnson voter 5 minutes into the very first show.
I'll say we just lost all two listeners.
We'll edit it out, or not. I don't give a fuck. That's us, man. We're that's just how it's gonna go. So, but yes,
you're not gonna ask me who I voted for.
Who did you vote for?
Jill Stein.
Did you?
Okay. No.
Oh.
Okay. No, I don't waste my votes.
So you voted for Hillary Clinton?
No, I voted for Donald Trump.
Did you really?
No.
Oh,
I
God.
Voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay. That's pretty bad.
You can hate Hillary Clinton all you want. There's no question that was the right decision.
I mean, in hindsight, I agree completely. That's one of those situations. I was just telling somebody the other day, I was like, man, last year before I said I went to bed before the results were even counted. I went to bed like, yeah, new president tomorrow. Hillary Clinton's got it in the bag. And then like I woke up to that, and it was pretty shocking.
Harsh reality.
It was shocking. I mean, in retrospect, you know, if it was like, Kyle, your vote determines who the president is, I would have voted for Hillary Clinton, of course.
But see, that's how you should always vote, though.
I disagree with that, man. You got how you gonna start the revolution, bro?
Okay, look. See, this is the problem I have with third party voting. I know that we're immediately jumping right into politics, but the problem I have with third party voting is, I understand that you don't want a 2-party system. You want to vote for the candidate you like the best. I get all of that, and that makes perfect sense. The problem that you have is third party candidates don't petition. They don't campaign the same way that regular candidates do. So like, instead of gearing up for this and preparing for 4 years and giving you a real honest campaign where they actually have a shot at winning, they like last second are like, this person here. And so they don't even give themselves a fair chance. So like, everybody's like, well, I think that, you know, it's unfair that we have this 2-party system and nobody else can.
Yeah.
Maybe if they actually gave a real honest effort, we could take them a little bit more seriously.
But you're the kind of voter that literally votes like for your party, right?
Kind of. I would have a hard time voting for
any Republican.
Pretty much any Republican. Mm. I will say, like, although I voted for Barack Obama,
yeah.
John McCain is the best example I could ever give of somebody that I could have lived with.
Sure.
Because
Palin was hot.
I fucking hate Sarah Palin. But John, hey, John McCain.
Holy, did you watch Nailin' Palin, though? That was sweet.
I did. More than once. John McCain, like, I disagreed with basically all of his policies.
Sure.
But John McCain is kind of the exception to the rule where, like, we have a habit of thinking everybody who disagrees with us is just absolutely unequivocally wrong and they're terrible and we hate them. And
yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind that John McCain is a good person.
Sure.
And he means well.
Sure.
I did not feel the same way about George Bush. Although I do feel like he was just kind of a dummy. Like, I really don't even think it was all his fault.
Yeah, it's
like Donald Trump is without a doubt the worst fucking thing ever.
I think most people at this day and age would agree with you there. So, I mean, regardless, man, I don't know how the fuck you think you're going to start the revolution if you just continue perpetuating the broken system. I mean,
give me a real honest campaign.
Gary Johnson did a pretty good job.
Start campaigning. When everybody else campaigns. Don't tag it on at the end. I'm a third party candidate.
Well, Gary Johnson's ran a few times, and I'm not like some like
Donald
Gary
Trump,
Johnson.
How many times
like,
has Donald Trump
fan.
Run?
I don't know.
Like 25 or something. Like, I don't know.
So you think that unless they take it politics so that seriously, then they don't deserve it.
It's their job. They should take it. Their livelihood.
Gary Johnson was the governor of New Mexico for a long time. I don't know the exact number.
But Gary Johnson himself knew he never stood a chance.
No, I don't think that's correct.
I think it's absolutely correct.
This last election, he stood more of a chance than any third party person probably ever has, besides Ross Perot.
He still stood literally no chance.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. We disagree.
Have you ever seen a campaign or an election where people so overwhelmingly hated both candidates?
No.
No, exactly. So that was their best shot. Right there, and it was no chance at all.
You're right. I mean,
not against third party candidates. I just want a real effort from them.
The system's broken, man. How do you expect him to have a chance if he can't even get in the goddamn debates? It's rigged to literally only allow like Democrats and Republicans
into
the debates.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
You're right, and I agree with you. But that does not change the fact that you're wasting your vote when you vote for him.
No, I mean, I think that's a step like in the right direction. You know, like you can't start a revolution, man, without revolting. You gotta. You know, stick it to the man.
Right, but you understand that the risk that you took, and I don't mean to put this all on you.
No, it's my fault that we have Trump. You're welcome.
But the risk that you take when you do that is you say, I'm going to give my protest vote.
Yeah.
Because I want to stick it to the man, revolution.
But I don't look.
Okay.
Yeah, so whatever. I don't look at it as a protest vote.
Hillary Clinton loses.
Yeah.
And now we're in a situation where we could potentially get like blown up by North Korea and fucking all die.
But who's to
say that's the risk you're taking by running that protest?
Who's to say that wouldn't have happened with Hillary Clinton though? Like, I mean, similar situation.
Okay. Not, regardless of how much you like,
she's not tweeting as much. But
regardless of how much you like Hillary Clinton, do you think that maybe she would be a little less reckless and less likely to get us into like World War III?
Yeah.
Obviously,
that's one thing we're definitely agreeing on.
You need to be aware, and everybody needs to be aware. If there is ever a World War III, there is no more world.
Okay, you're right. I agree.
We're all gone.
You're right. Let me ask you this. Would you have voted for her if she had ran against, literally, name the best Republican that had a shot? Would you have still voted for Hillary?
I would have, but I like Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. That's the problem.
But
you know she's like a piece of shit human being. I mean, that's
to take it back to your point where you asked me, you would always vote for your party.
Yeah.
Generally, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Because their policies, I think, best affect not only me but our society.
Okay.
But
generally speaking,
I would not only vote for my party under certain circumstances. Like, for example, we just had in Alabama, what was the Roy Moore?
Yeah.
If he was a Democrat, I would have never voted for him.
Sure, of course.
I would have never voted for him.
Okay.
Donald Trump, who was a Democrat,
yes,
I would have never voted for.
Sure.
Kanye West was talking about running for president. I'm sure he would run as a Democrat.
Yeah.
And if he did, I would never vote for him.
Sure.
I like Kanye West. I love Kanye West. I love Kanye's music, but Kanye does not need to be running my country.
What if the Rock? What if the Rock runs as a Republican?
I'm not voting for the Rock.
What?
I love you. Look at your face. Like, you're shocked.
How the fuck are you not voting for The Rock, bro?
Yeah, no, not happening.
Literally, the best. He's the best human that could be president.
Dude, like,
he's like President Camacho.
There's a very, very short list of celebrities
mm-hmm.
that I want as my president.
Mm-hmm. Who?
And the only ones that I
who's on that short list?
I would vote for Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban, okay. Elon Musk.
I think Mark Cuban is fucking genius.
He is.
I would vote for like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which I'm not even sure he would be a good pick because I don't know how well he would do as far as politics goes, but I know that all of his decisions as far as science
yes.
would be the right decisions.
Sure.
And I also think he's smart enough to make good, educated decisions. This is the one that's going to rub people wrong. I would vote for Bill Maher.
Okay.
I think Bill Maher, people hate him because he's so...
He's a logical guy, well, you know?
Everybody hates him because he's kind of a pretentious prick.
Right, but he keeps it real.
He is.
He keeps it real.
He's always right, though.
I like him.
For the most part. He's generally always right.
I don't know if I want to be my president, but I like him.
He just lost his show. He said something that got people upset.
He said he dropped the N-bomb, man.
Oh, I did see that. That was a joke, bro.
I know. I'm with
you. That was like one of those things, like, really, we're really upset about this.
Yeah.
That's like I always felt bad for Kramer.
Yeah.
Because, like what he did was terrible. Sure. I get that. It was bad. But, like, he was clearly a nervous comedian.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't trying to be malicious. He was on stage, and he was trying to, like, really try to pull it together, and it just went south. And I knew that, like, now he's always that guy.
Yeah.
And I know that there was no... malicious intent, and I just feel bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's dumb. I mean, this day and age, he should have known better. I mean, that's the only thing
absolutely
I can say.
Absolutely, it was dumb.
You know, but I'm with you 100%. I think, you know, that kind of shit should not matter. Like, it the context matters, you know?
Well,
really does.
We are in the most sensitive time.
Yeah.
Like, as a Democrat, I will tell you, right, like, the sensitive stuff is so out of control.
Wait.
It's so out of control.
At one time, you probably would have been closer to that spectrum, right? Maybe?
What?
You're like, well, I mean, as far as, like, being, like, the hippie vegan, right?
Well, I was never a vegan.
Well, you're vegetarian.
I was never a hippie either. I have hippie tendencies. I was a vegetarian for 7 years.
Oh, you're not a vegetarian anymore.
I'm not a vegetarian anymore, but I have a very specific reason why I'm not a vegetarian anymore.
Go ahead. Why?
I'm poor, and it's very expensive.
Yeah. No, I feel
that.
It's very
expensive.
I hear that, man.
I really liked being a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. If I had money, I would go back to being a vegetarian right now. But it's not a cheap choice.
What a shocking world we live in these day and age where... Going the healthy vegan vegetarian route costs more than eating McDonald's.
Okay.
God damn
Check
it.
Check this out. If I went to McDonald's this morning and bought breakfast, it would have cost me like $5.
Sure.
Right? That would have gotten me.
Dude, I feed my family for $10.
That would have gotten me a drink, like two breakfast burritos, hash browns, like the whole nine, right? When I was a vegetarian, my favorite breakfast was I would get one orange.
Mm.
One avocado and like a small bowl of almonds.
Delicious.
You know what that breakfast cost?
Probably like $7.
Like $9.
God damn, that's rough.
Think about it, an orange, an avocado, and some almonds. Like $9.
I hear you, man. That's got to be rough.
But like an avocado on its own. What's an avocado cost the store right now?
Well, just buy like seven.
$3-$4 for an avocado, right? But, like,
dude, you could buy 7 heads of lettuce and like a head of cabbage and make a salad every meal.
Yeah, but you can't live off of lettuce and cabbage because there's nothing in it but water.
That's true.
There's no nutritional value there.
That's true. Well, I mean, what about like do you try what as far as when you eat meat, do you still like eat out like shitty McDonald's food or are you seeking out like farm-raised fresh? That shit's expensive.
I'm not going to lie and say that I don't eat garbage ass like fast food.
Yeah,
I do
too.
Way more than I should, but I don't really like it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with
like
you.
When I stop at like McDonald's or Taco Bell, I never really want it.
I need food in my stomach.
You know what I'm saying? Like I do not like that kind of shit.
Me personally, I love 4 for 4s. That's the best thing to ever come out. Wendy's 4 for 4.
Oh, I thought it was like a restaurant or something.
No, nope.
What the hell are you talking
about? Yeah, junior bacon cheeseburger.
No, when I go to Wendy's, I always got to get that spicy chicken.
Well, yeah, spicy chicken's good too.
I've been getting that since I was like 7 years old. Every time I go to Wendy's, I don't even know anything else.
Dude, 4 for 4 though. You get the JBC, you get the 4-piece nugget, you get a fry and a drink. And if you can pay $1 at the beginning of the year and get one of them little frosty key tags, and it gives you a free frosty every time you go there. You're getting 5 things. For $4 every time
I've
you go
there.
I've
never even heard of that. You would be the guy that would know about
that.
That would be you.
Yeah, I got one, man. But, I mean, me being a cable guy, I would literally like live and eat out of my truck every day. So that you got to do what you got to do. You know, Tara makes me.
Jim Carrey, ladies and gentlemen. Cable guy.
Yes. I've told people to, you know, I asked them before, like, I hope you got your swimsuit on because you're about to be channel surfing.
I would tip that cable guy. I would tip that cable guy, bro.
That's from the cable guy. That's one of his lines, man.
If you started like, spouting, like, you deserve a tip, bro. Mm.
Thank you. I have a few lines I use. Not from that movie, but a few, like, things you just, like, got to say. Because every time you go in somebody's house, they're like, oh, he won't bite. I say like, I don't want to be the first. You know.
Well, yeah, I serve tables. That's what I do. For
yeah.
Money and you got the energy sword.
Yeah,
I like that.
Halo energy sword was on sale at GameStop for $20 one day. I bought it.
I love Halo. There's a whole discussion there too because mm-hmm. I used to love Halo. I used to hate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I converted. But see, I'm at least open to acknowledging I'm wrong. And
no, I like it, man. Okay. I feel that.
I forget what we were talking about. I serve tables.
Yes.
Like, you know,
annoying customers.
You know what No. You know what my key is to make better tips?
Oh, what?
This is going to seem ridiculous, but it works.
What?
When customers start asking me about the menu,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I do is tell them all the things they don't want to get.
Mm.
Like, check this out. We got flatbreads. Our flatbreads are asshole. Don't take them. Like, they're trash. You're going to be pissed off if you order.
Yeah.
And they always laugh. And cool. They're like, oh, thank you for your honesty. And they always, I make more tips doing that.
Yeah.
Because.
How often they still order the flatbread anyways, though?
I have had one person the entire time I've been doing that. I do probably do it like 15 times a day.
Yeah.
And I work every day for a year, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
One person has still ordered the flatbread, and they were not happy.
They were like, you were right, bro.
Everybody else has listened to me and gotten something else.
Nice.
And every single time they get something else, they're happy.
Nice. That's good.
I just steer them towards the good stuff, steer them away from it. And it seems ridiculous to tell them, like, this shit's trash. You don't want this. But if you do that, they appreciate the honesty. You get fatter tips.
Good call. I always keep it real with customers. I tell them, like, yeah. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
100%. If you want this done, I got to do this.
You got to do it.
It's going to cost this, but I can do it like this, and it'll cost that. You know, I'd go through that shit all the time. So, yeah, I try to keep it real with people, too, man. You got to have that customer service suave, like, attitude, too. You got
to... Like, when you're talking to customers all the time, too, like...
You got to sound confident.
Not just that. You got to be self-aware.
Yes.
Different people have different personalities and can get away with different things. Not everybody can get away with the same things that I can get away with, and I can't get away with the same things everybody else can. I have a buddy that I work with. His name's AJ. And the other day, me and my boss and another server were all standing out in the dining room. We were slow. And we overheard my buddy AJ talking to a table. And he goes over to this old lady. Okay, Grandma, what are we having? And we were like, they don't know AJ. You can just kind of feel his personality.
Yeah, sure.
And he can get away with it. She's not going to be upset when he does that.
That's funny.
And he knows that
that's awesome.
He knows that he can do that.
Yeah.
He does it all the time. Nobody's ever complained on him. I can
so
crack
great.
All kinds of jokes and things like that with people that normally they would be upset with. Mm-hmm. They won't get upset with me because my personality, I can just pull things off.
You got to have it, man.
You got to have self-awareness. You got to know who you are.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, yeah, cable, it's a lot more customer service than people might think. Like, you being good at customer service.
You're in people's houses, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you've got to be real personable to be in somebody's house.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I feel you 100%, man. It's there's some people though that like no matter what you do, like there's no pleasing them obviously. Like from the get go, they just got like a chip on their shoulder. Like, okay, let me just get the fuck in your house, get out, sign here, peace out. You know, I don't even talk to you in that case. If I can feel you out.
Yeah, and, absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Notice that. And I'm sure serving tables, you get that kind of feel. Okay, I'll only come back one other time.
Yeah.
I'll fill your drink.
Yeah, absolutely,
I'll be back at the end.
Spot on.
You know. Yeah, because I always feel for servers, man. I'm always like, I always tip. I've never been a server, but I always tip well. I mean, you have to be a belligerent asshole for me to go like, man, come on. Are we really going to not tip this guy? Look, fuck.
I know I'm speaking from the position of a server, but there's time before I was a server. And I always try to tip well.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a complete fucker.
Like you suck at your job.
Not even just, I don't even mind if you're bad at your job.
Yeah.
Not everybody is smart. Not everybody is great at everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying, you give me an honest effort, it will always tip you.
Right.
And unless you're really a jerk, like even people that just aren't super personable, I'll still tip well.
Mm-hmm.
Based
on
the fact that we all have bad days.
Right.
This is still somebody's job. They still have kids or whatever they got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you're not a piece of shit, I'm tipping you at least 20%.
Yeah, same.
Always.
Same.
Don't be a prick, you know what I'm saying? But like, other than that, I can forgive the rest of it.
I agree, man, 100%.
Well, I'm the best server, though. I'm the best server. I mean, I'm competitive in everything I do, so I gotta be
okay.
Good at everything.
All right, if you say so, man. I mean, I've had some pretty good servers. I had a girl, a server at Red Robin a couple weeks ago. Her name was Winter, And
she's
mean,
stripped on the side too.
W-Y-N-T-R.
Oh yeah, her parents are horrible.
And it took everything in my soul to not make a Game of Thrones reference to her about winter is coming.
Why didn't you?
Dude, I really like, I was like, man, you know she's heard this shit a million times. I can't, I did it. I did not do it. I did not say anything. I'm proud of myself because, I mean, there's no reason not to say it.
You know what I do a lot too is I tell people, like, if they look like a celebrity, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
Always. And people are like, why do you, you're going to offend someone. Like, one day I had some guy in there, like, he just looked, he didn't look just like him, but he had this Idris Elba kind of feel. And I was like, that is such a handsome man. Like, if somebody ever told me I looked like anybody that handsome, like, I would be appreciative.
Well, how did he react?
He liked it.
Good. I was going to say, you, you, one thing you don't,
like,
want.
Sometimes I'll tell people, like, you look like Bernie Sanders. You look like Richard Simmons.
Wait, one thing you don't want in the Idris Elba situation is to be like, yeah, like, he'd be like, yeah, thanks, man. And then as soon as you walk away, he's like, this motherfucker thinks all black people look the same. That cocksucker, I don't, well, I look at fuck goddamn Idris Elba.
I'll tell you this. This is just something I experienced in life. My best friend back in Arizona, his name's Neek.
Yeah.
He's a black guy. And I was working at a grocery store years ago. And I realized that every time a black person came into the store, they made it a point to, like, say what's up to me. And not anybody else in the store.
Hmm.
And I thought that was odd.
Tell me, wait, you're at the store with your friend?
No, I work there.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'll bring it back to why I brought Neek in. But so, like, I noticed this, and I was like, I get that I'm a rapper, and there's, like, things that you could associate with black and things like that.
Sure.
Why people could be comfortable with me like that.
Sure.
But they don't know that when they come to the store. I'm a cashier.
Yeah. So they would drop like a what's up, not like a hey.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it to anybody else. They just do it to me, and they'd be strangers.
Huh.
And I thought that was odd. And I brought it up to Neek one day, and he explained it to me. He said, mind you, Neek is like the smartest person I've ever met in my life. Like, dude is like super, super genius. Really well thought out, like very aware of everything at all times.
Okay.
And he told me, and this always stuck with me, that I have a way about me where black people, when they see people, they know from like their reactions, just their expressions, their presence, the way that they are.
Like you're cool.
They know how you're looking at them.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so he said, like, every time a black person, they know immediately that I am not a threat to them.
They're like, I'm not a cool white dude.
Yeah, I'm not, I never mean ill intent.
Yeah.
And he tried to explain to me, like, because I'm biracial, but I'm not black.
Yeah.
So when you deal with that every day, it becomes part of your everyday. You don't even think about it. Like, you know, some white people look at you some way.
Sure.
Some white people look at you other way. You know, sure. Whatever. Or Mexican people or whatever it is. And so he said, like, you just have a way about you. Like, black people know that they can be comfortable with you.
You just have, like, the aura, man.
I guess.
You got to have it. I don't know. I don't have that. I'm definitely more of, like, your typical, like, nerd, weird dad.
I could totally figure. See you not having that quality, but you are like the nicest guy in the world. So I do get that going for you.
I do get a lot of this, a lot. Like, especially when my beard was bigger, I would constantly get comments on my beard. Like, all the everywhere I went. How do I do what?
The beard. Like, I'm 29 years old.
Can you still
you apply? Is there something you drink? Like,
dude,
what are you doing?
Be glad you can still grow it up here because I can't. So that
I wish I'd lose that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
I want to get, like, laser hair removal on my whole head, just not deal with it anymore.
I mean, the beard, it just comes. I don't know. My brother can't grow one either. But anyways, I would get comments all the time on that. And I do get this a lot. I wear a lot of, like, my wardrobe comes from GameStop. You know, like, I wear a lot of goofy shirts and dumb video game shirts. So I'm not kidding you. Like, almost every time I go to a restaurant or Target or whatever, somebody's like, hey, nice shirt. Hey, like, I'll be wearing like a Zelda shirt or something. Hey, I love your shirt. Where did you get that? I've probably got 100 to 200 of those comments within the last year. Oh, they just being out and about.
So. People always tell me they love my shirt too.
Yeah, do you? Maybe that's a thing.
Like,
really? I don't know. Maybe they're just trying
to
talk to you.
I don't wear stuff with print on them.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to,
my favorite shirt at for like 10 years straight was just like a plain black shirt.
I will wear stuff with print on it if it's my stuff. So if it's like Mafiotic Misfit stuff, that's one of my rap groups. If it's Like, if we had Iconoclast t-shirts, I would wear that.
I got you. That's cool.
But I will not billboard for somebody else, and I certainly will not pay extra money to billboard for somebody else. You better pay me.
I like the logic. Here's how I look at it. I look at it like this. Like, people like wearing their, you know, favorite sports teams and shit.
I do wear a lot of sports
teams. So I wear, like, my favorite game hat because that's my fucking
game I
love.
I totally get it. I'm talking more about, like, people that wear, like you're wearing Metal Militia.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Yeah. I just thought, I don't even know what Metal Militia is. I just know it's a cool skull. Tara bought me this on clearance, like $10.
Clothing brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I got you.
I would never wear a brand.
I got you.
I get sports teams. I wear sports teams all the time, so I'm guilty in that sense.
You're not,
I understand. Like,
what's that
video
brand?
You want to wear your video game shirt? I get that. You're a fan of the video guy.
You're not buying the Supreme shirts.
But I'm not buying Supreme. I'm not.
Beats.
I really don't like brands a whole lot.
You like Beats.
But I do have.
You like Beats, don't you?
I like
you?
The headphones. I think they sound good.
Oh, do they? I've literally never put a pair of Beats on.
They're not all created equal. Some are substantially better than others. Some are just like regular headphones with a high price tag. But that's a whole
other
discussion. Don't even get me started on iPhone. But like, I am guilty. There's one brand I really do like, though.
Yes, what?
I try not to wear, like, I won't wear
Tommy
shirts
Hilfiger.
With anything. No, fuck that guy. That guy's a piece of shit. I like Converse a lot.
Converse is cool, yeah. I'm not wearing my Chucks. I have like five pairs of Chucks.
I got a pair of Chucks tattooed on my arm.
Hell yeah. Where? Let me see. Show it off. Oh, it says All-Star.
Chuckaroos.
We'll do a zoom in on that later.
I will. I do understand, like, that kind of keeps me tempered. I understand. I like.
Sure.
I understand liking a brand. But.
What do you think about, like, rappers who wear, like, their logo, like, on stage and shit? Do you think that's cool? Or do you think they should, like,
make fun of them for that? And I never really got it.
Like, me personally, like,
why shouldn't they wear that?
Why
wouldn't I represent myself? That doesn't make, I don't really understand why that's a bad thing.
I don't hate it, but I would rather see you, you know, more just wear, like, be yourself, I guess, or whatever. But I mean, if you're doing a gimmick, for example, like Twisted, for example, they have this gimmick and yet they only go on stage wearing, like, a Twisted jersey. Like, give me a goddamn break, dude. We're watching you. We know you're Twisted. You don't have to wear your fucking jersey. 1,000 guys are going to buy it out there anyways. Do other rappers even do that? I don't pay attention enough to even know.
I mean, there's a lot of rappers that are just into, like, high fashion and shit.
I would prefer.
That's corny.
I think it's corny too, but I would prefer to see them, like, wearing, like, their shit than, or even a costume rather than a jersey with their logo on it.
Go look at all the rappers that I've idolized in my life, like Kendrick Lamar, for example.
Sure.
Or like Eminem. Eminem works too. If you go look at pictures of them, look at what they wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what they wear?
What? Regular clothes.
What I'm wearing.
Yeah. You're right. That's what I like.
They don't need to wear a $10,000 belt buckle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right. True that.
Kendrick Lamar will get his little plain ass sweatshirt like the one I brought today and get on stage rock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. I'm with you, man.
Your personality is what makes you cool, not your clothes.
I'm saying, like, I sometimes feel self-conscious, like, since I'm, like, 33 years old and I'm wearing, like, literally my hat is, this is a Destiny hat. I'm wearing a Destiny shirt right now, by the way.
Destiny
too
sucks dick, by the way.
And you know, my fucking watch face, my watch face has a Mega Man on it. I'm wearing Zelda socks right now.
I like Zelda.
But anyways, you know, I'm a 33 year old adult and I'm dressed like I'm 17. But you know, I justify it by saying, you know, I don't like sports. I'll wear my cool things that I like.
I don't like video games have become like a
cool thing.
I mean, you can be an adult and play video games.
Yeah.
When I was a kid,
but even like
normal. But now it's like a normal thing.
As we look around, you know, I have like all kinds of dumb shit and toys from loot crates and stuff.
I will also say, like, I'm Asian.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was five, like, my grandmother, who's from Japan, like, she was playing video games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I never grew up with, like, video games not necessarily being an adult thing. Like,
sure.
Asian culture, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like.
So did your parents like play video games and shit too? Or
fuck no.
No. My the only game I ever really see my dad play, he played Adventure Island with us back in the day, and he played Duck Hunt maybe a few times. But other than
I've had my parents like jump in and play like when I was a little kid, I got like a PlayStation for Christmas
with
like Root Beer Tapper.
Mm-hmm. My mom would
hop in on like a game of Root Beer Tapper, but like in my
Rampage.
Life, I've seen my dad play like a total of like 7 minutes of video games my entire life. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom will play like Candy Crush and shit like that.
Sure.
But
I got you. Yeah, I mean, that's similar. So I think our generation, you know, growing up, we grew up with video game controllers in our hands. You know, I had a Nintendo when I was 7 or 8. By the time I was 7 or 8, and
you know what I had when I was a kid?
What?
Cable guys, you might appreciate.
Wait, you're like, oh, wait, let me think. You're like 10 years younger than me, damn near. So, how old are you?
4 years younger than you, bro.
I always feel, sorry, man. I feel like you're a kid sometimes still.
As we say this in your room full of toys.
I know, man. It's only because I've known you since you're like 14 years old, so it's just weird, man.
Yeah, you knew me when you were like old enough to buy beer, so you're buying me beer when I was way too young for it.
But yeah, we're growing up with it, so you know it's not weird for our generation. I don't think you'll have this attachment. You know, is that yours?
Yeah.
You can take it.
That's
if you.
My sister never, ever, ever, ever calls me, and she just called me right now.
Huh. Didn't she call you like the other day? Or hold on, no, never mind. I'm making shit up.
My sister never calls me.
Really?
I decline.
Oh, that sucks, man. You have to. Maybe it's an emergency.
It's not.
Okay, hopefully not. On the video games topic, do you want to discuss our favorite games that we've played or came out in 2017, or do you have some?
Are we going to do our lists and then we can have like notable mentions as well?
Yes, sure.
Okay, you want to go first?
Sure, let me pull up my list.
I've got my list.
All right. I got to find it.
I was finicky with my list.
Were you? I worked.
You're going to learn something about me here in a second with all of my lists.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to start with video games then?
We'll start with video games.
Do you have a top five or do
I have
you
a top five.
Okay. What was your top what was your number five? Or are we doing like video games? All right, let's just go. All right. My number five, I'll start. My number five is Super Mario Odyssey, although I haven't even played it yet. That's how I'm doing my list. It's just okay. That game looks fucking incredible.
That's
I cannot wait
five?
To play it. Yeah. All right.
All right.
It made the list because I couldn't think of much. In all honesty,
I don't want to give up too much of my list. But
all
right, there you
don't.
Go.
I didn't play too
my
many games.
Five,
what?
My number five.
Oh,
Super Mario
Odyssey. Yeah. All right. So we.
I did play it.
Okay. How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Super Mario.
I can imagine.
When you see the rest of my game list,
yeah.
Super Mario Odyssey is going to be really an oddball pick for that because the rest of my games are kind of similar.
Okay.
And that one is not anything like the rest of my
games. Well, tell me what's so cool about it.
I realized what was cool about it about 4 minutes in.
Okay.
Because I picked it up. Like, I just like Mario. I always like Mario. You know what I'm saying? I got a Nintendo Switch, so I wanted something to play for it. And that was a big game that came out. But about 4 minutes in this little area, you get the little hat. You throw that hat on different creatures, and you become those creatures, and you can control them.
Yeah.
Right at the very beginning of the game, there's these little frogs. And I threw my hat and became this frog, and the frog jumped super high in the air.
Oh, sweet.
And as soon as I threw the hat on the frog and I kind of jumped a few times, I started laughing because it was so ridiculous. It's just so dumb. Like, and that's when I really, like, this
that
is
moment.
So stupid, but I'm already having so much fun being stupid with this game.
Fuck yeah, man. I can't wait to play it.
And the whole game's like that. But, like, that frog right at the beginning, I was like, yep.
You fell in love.
Yeah, I was like, I love this, and it's ridiculous, but I do.
Well, hopefully, maybe I'll get to play it after Christmas.
There you go.
All right, what was your number four?
All right, yeah, the rest of my games are different. Number four, I got Outlast 2.
Oh, you know what? I tried. I don't play. You know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I don't really play scary games. BioShock was too scary for me. If that. Puts it into perspective.
BioShock's not even kind of scary. Not even kind of.
I got too scared playing it. So I tried. I got Outlast because it was like a free game. I tried playing it one day. I played like 10 minutes of it. I was like,
did you die?
Nope. I didn't even find a monster. I quit before I even found one.
Okay, so Outlast 1 was amazing.
Yeah. How many
2?
Hours does it take to beat it? Because if it's only like 7 hours,
like
I
that.
Would maybe
yeah.
play
it's
through it.
It's not super long.
Okay.
But I loved Outlast. I mean, horror games are my favorite games, period.
Okay.
I loved Outlast, which is odd because I really don't like games where you can't fight back, and that's kind of Outlast's whole thing.
Yeah.
You're helpless, and you've got to run and hide.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of tedious and awful in most games, but in Outlast, it was just so horrifying and overwhelmingly scary that I thought it was amazing.
I can't do that. I guess
this is like...
I would never play that game.
The two Outlasts are possibly the two scariest games I've ever
played.
Whoa,
really?
They're really intense.
I don't think I could do it, man.
Outlast 2, I think, is scarier. Outlast 2 is really, really insanely intense to the point like nothing scares me.
Really?
And I would have to take breaks.
Whoa.
Like it was really weighing on my
I know
nerves.
You're a horror game connoisseur. Do you do like a lot of fighting in that game or is it mainly just running and jump scares?
You can't fight. You run from everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's scary.
But it's Outlast 2 is really intensely scary.
What's the next scariest game to that, you think?
It's on my list. So
we'll okay. All right. What was your, my number four? Let me just preface this by saying, I didn't play a lot of new games. I mean, this is not good. I am not going to be the authority.
This is where I was going with. you're going to learn something about me.
Yeah.
I think on both my movies list and my games list, you're going to see that I did not
do a lot of homework.
I went when we decided to do games list. I went and looked at my games collection.
Same.
Because I played a lot of games this year.
Same.
But I didn't keep most of them. So I knew when I looked at my games that I was going to see the best ones that I played.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of
I learned that most of the games that I really enjoyed this year weren't even from this year. They were like old games that
same.
I haven't
gotten
to yet.
Dude, like, I'm doing the same thing right here.
And new movies that I watched this year,
yeah,
I had a hard time putting my list together.
Me too.
Like some of the movies on my list aren't even that great of movies.
Yeah, same.
They're just the best ones that I saw that were from this year because I didn't like most of the
movies
I saw this year.
You're speaking my language because my number four is 2015's The Witcher 3 because I finally bought it and that game is fucking sweet.
If we were putting old games on here, then Ocarina of Time is 1-5.
Well, no, I mean, because
I know what you mean.
This year,
we got a cat on the table. Hang it out.
That's Matt the cat. Yeah. This year, I did play. I'm the same. I played a lot of games, a lot of free games that I got through Xbox Live and stuff. But new games, I legitimately have only played probably under 10 games that have come out this year. But I wanted to talk more about games that I really enjoyed this year. So if you want
to
adjust yours as we go,
we can always fit in games we just like.
But this is the only list I did this with because I literally could not think of other five. I got some more that are from this year, though, on this. All right. So what was your number three? My number four was Witcher 3.
All right. This one may rub people wrong as well.
All right.
My number three was Friday the 13th.
Okay. I heard that was pretty cool.
Friday the 13th. Is one of the most fun multiplayer games I've ever played.
It's PvP? Like
it's asymmetrical.
You're like
one's
Jason?
One person's Jason, and then you have seven people to play counselors.
Can they fight?
You can. You can kill Jason, but it's so insanely difficult.
Really?
You can't just kill Jason.
So it's essentially a hide and seek.
Kind of. The reason this may rub people wrong is because Friday the 13th at launch was very broken.
I heard some bad reviews.
A lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
A lot of bugs. Just all kinds of problems.
Okay.
But when it's working, it is one of the most fun multiplayer games I've ever played. And it's one of the only games, like, I used to play a lot of Halo online. I used to play a lot of Gears of War online. There's things. I've had a really hard time finding multiplayer games that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Mostly on, like, single-player campaigns.
Sure, same.
And I've wanted a good multiplayer game that I could really enjoy.
Yeah.
And Friday the 13th is the closest I've had since, like Halo 3.
I'd cop it if I can get it for, like, $5 or $10. But, well, how much is it? 20? 25? That's, like, a cheap.
I think new, it's, like, 40. But there's all kinds of holiday sales going on and stuff. Like, I know on Black Friday, I think they had it down to 15.
Okay. Well, I copped some games on that sale.
It's really fun.
I mean, if I get on sale, I will check it out.
And they are doing like lots of patching to fix things, and they're adding lots and lots. There's another update coming out on the 18th that I'm looking forward to. So yeah,
they're still like keeping up on it. I haven't heard much lately. So
they have like a little roadmap that they put out where it has like all the different things they're adding.
Yeah, I wish Destiny would do that.
A lot of stuff. I fucking hate
Destiny. All right, so speaking of which, my number three is Destiny 2. Although
Crash,
it's consumed a lot of my time since September. Destiny 1 is one of my favorite games of all time.
Crash.
Destiny 2, you know, it has a lot of issues. A lot of people are very upset. I tried to jump on the bandwagon a week or two ago when everybody was trying to get their money back for it. It's so bad. I tried to get my money back, but I was like, fuck it. If I can, I'll buy it again when it's on sale. I don't want to play it that bad. But the point is, I love the Destiny franchise so far. I did not buy the new expansion because I'm a little disappointed in this game. But it's still really fucking fun to play with your friends. And that's the beauty of Destiny. It's really not a single player game at all. If you're not playing with people you like to hang out with, it's really just another boring shooter.
That really goes along with Friday the 13th. Like, if you try to play matchmaking online,
it
would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's all about communication. Nobody uses mics online.
Yeah,
and
same with Destiny.
You can't really survive in Friday the 13th unless you're working together.
Yep.
So, like, we have a crew of guys that we play together, and we have a lot of fun when we play together. It's not so much fun when you're not playing with your friends.
Very similar situation, then. What's your beef with Destiny, in all honesty?
Okay, so...
It's the gun. If you love Halo, you should like Destiny at the very least.
About this, ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I told you I had this like intense love affair with Halo. I think Halo 3 is the single greatest multiplayer game I've ever played. I love it. I played it for years.
I may agree with you there.
I played it for years, very, very heavily.
Sure.
I loved Halo 3. I liked Halo Reach, but like, okay. So when they came out with Destiny, I was living in Arizona, and I was poor, so I didn't have internet for an extended period of time.
Okay.
So I couldn't play Destiny. And when I moved back to Ohio, I had internet, and I was very excited for Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the greatest game ever.
I already know where this is going.
And then I started playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was trash.
Yeah.
It was the whole game is go to this place. Kill off waves of enemies.
Yes.
Come back.
Yes.
There's nothing else to it.
All right.
There's nothing else to it.
I
really wanted
to. Did you
like
ever
it.
Revisit it? Let me ask you that.
No, I still have it sitting on my shelf because I can't sell it because it's not worth anything.
You're right. So because here's why. With Destiny 1, and this is the biggest beef.
I had the impression that it was going to be kind of like an MMO with actual first person shooter mechanics.
If you haven't revisited
it, great.
This is why you're missing out. When The Taken King came out after Destiny, and Bungie fucked up. I admit, they fucked up, and they did it again with Destiny 2, and that's the biggest problem, is they released a game that promised a lot of stuff and did not deliver. And that's why everyone hates on Destiny 1. I'm not kidding you. I talk to customers all the time. Everyone I ever talk to.
Dude, even if it was just a good first-person shooter, I could get over
it. It is good. The gunplay is the best gunplay I've ever had in any...
There's nothing else to it.
It's amazing.
Just shooting waves of
The gunplay and the variety guns is the best I've ever seen. The only thing even close to it as far as variety of guns is Borderlands. But in Borderlands, if you like Borderlands and you like Halo, you should like Destiny. When Taken King came out, it literally changed the scope of Destiny 1. It literally made it. It was I told people it was a literal game changer. Everything you had wrong with when it first released, they fixed it.
I didn't play it when it first released. I first played it like a little less than a year ago.
Well, did you play it? So it was the full version? Because you just told me you bought it when it first came out.
No, I had a buddy. No, I didn't buy it when it first came out. When I moved to Ohio, I had just recently, just before that, I had a friend who was very generous and gifted me a PlayStation, brand new PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And I had some other friends that played Destiny, and they bought me a copy.
Mm.
And so I played it very recently. Like I didn't play it when it came out.
So you played the full complete edition with Rise of Iron, which would have been...
I have no idea. I didn't play it a whole lot.
Well, that's the problem.
I played a little bit, and I realized that I did not like it and decided not to waste any more time with
it. Again, that is not a one-player game. If you bought Destiny for the campaign, you would fucking hate it.
I was playing with my friends, though, and I didn't like it. But I will say, I have a buddy that loves Destiny.
Dude, the first one is incredible.
One of my guys that I play games with is always trying to get me on Destiny, and I've tried. I played with him, and I don't like it. So when Destiny 2 came out, they had the beta, you could like the trial
if
you pre-ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
So I pre-ordered it just to try it.
Yeah.
And I played a little bit of that, and it was the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
So I immediately took my pre-order off and got my money back.
If you don't like the gunplay and like the shooting and stuff, then you're not going to like it.
It's not the gunplay.
What is it? The story?
No, there's nothing else.
There is no story, so that's not why I love it.
Other than gunplay. And
you're right.
The gunplay is punctual, like it's Halo-ish.
Yeah.
I got that. But like, I need a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, sure. It's Halo refined, if you ask me, as far as...
It does not feel like Halo to me.
I mean,
which I expected it to.
It's its own thing, but it's, like I said, it's refined. Like, it's like the to me, it's like the next step up. It is the evolution of Halo, just not story-wise and not universe-wise either. The concept is what's great.
What made Halo great was, like I think the number one factor that made Halo so fun to me was the physics. And that seems menial, but
sure.
If you've played a lot of Halo, which I know you have,
you'll
understand there's something special about if I can get so skillful at this game that I can throw a sticky grenade across a map and peg you in the face
because
I know exactly how to throw it. That's not an accident. That's not lucky, but that's a skill.
Well, let me ask you this.
And the physics in Halo are so intensely refined that you could do that.
Sure. It's like that in Destiny. I mean... Did you play PvP or were you playing with your friends in PvE?
I did a little bit of both.
Because I don't really like PvP as much, not near as much. What's fun about Destiny is hopping in with your buddies, doing raids, and doing strikes. And the shit that it requires multiple people to do, it's fun to do with your buddies. That's why I love it. Huh?
You ever played Payday?
Yeah, I have. I can imagine that's intensely fun with your friends. I've only played it by myself,
though. I've only played it by myself, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I've tried to get a bunch of friends to play it with me.
Dude, I would definitely play that game with you.
My friends do not like it.
I thought it was fucking sweet, though.
I think Payday 2 is an amazing game.
I don't know if I have. I got the free one that Xbox gave. It was probably Payday 1.
I've got it on a PC with almost all the DLC and a bunch of mods and stuff, and I love it.
I think
but
I
also have. I went and got the PlayStation version to try to get my friends to play it with me. Mm-hmm. Like.
Wait, you got?
They weren't having it.
Hold on, my mic's cutting out this cord. Do you have you played on Steam?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I don't even have your Steam name. I should get that. So
I don't hardly ever play games on PC.
Same. Really, but like, I would play Payday
hours,
with you.
I've logged more hours on Payday than all of my other Steam games combined, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that game is dope.
But I always played offline.
Really?
Yeah. I always played offline. Well, I didn't
just
have
with
the
bots?
I didn't have the internet.
I mean, it's still fun. I thought it was
I logged hundreds of hours in a Payday 2.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the internet, so I was playing by myself. And so I would go to Starbucks, and I would use their internet to download mods. So I have, mods to, kind of make your bots a little more useful.
Sure.
And, to make you be able to carry more bags on your own, because you can only carry one. If you got 17 bags, it's hard to do. It's almost impossible to do by yourself.
Dude, that kind of shit. I mean, Destiny is similar to that.
Carry them. The bots can't carry them, so I would download mods to kind of make them more playable for single player. And I logged hundreds of hours into Payday 2, but I've never really played with other people because it just doesn't.
The amount of fun that you have playing that's the you can recreate that same feeling in Destiny 2, and that's why me personally I love it. I have a lot of cool memories from the past 3 years playing it, and so it's cemented like a place in my heart there. So. Me personally, that's why I like it. I 100% get it why people don't like Destiny 2, but that was my number 3.
Mind you, I thought it was going to be the greatest. I was like, this is the game I've always wanted.
It's going to click with some people.
Not.
What was your number 2? Or did you say your number 3?
Yeah, mine was Friday the 13th.
All right. My number 2 is 2013's Wolfenstein The New Order. I bought that over Thanksgiving. They had a sale for both of the Wolfenstein games for $7 or something, or for $15. I was like, fuck it, they look pretty cool. I played the fuck out of it. It's so fun.
Okay, so is that
it's a single player?
I think it's the one that I played.
Really? It's single player. You land in Germany, like the very beginning.
Is it the one with like a cartoonish cover, or is it the other one with like the silhouettes on the cover?
I don't remember.
Pull up the covers and I'll tell you. I not too long ago played one of the Wolfenstein games on PS4.
Okay.
I just needed something to play and it was like $20. Or
it was probably
it. I picked it up. And I played like an hour of it before I decided I didn't like it and took it back.
Really?
It was just kind of boring.
No, I get it. It that game did take, it was a slow burn.
Right there.
Yeah.
The New Order. That's the one I played.
All right, here, let me show the viewers.
I mean, to be fair, I did not play it a super long time. And I have noticed that there are a lot of games now where if they don't hook me quick enough, I can turn them off.
Yeah.
And later, sometimes I'll try them.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll like them more. Like for example, have you played Dying Light? Probably not.
No.
You don't like horror games. When Dying Light first came out, that was one of the first games I got on my Xbox One. And I really tried. Like, I put in 25 hours on trying to play it. And I just hated it. I hated it.
I haven't heard much about that. But you tried it again and liked it.
That was right when the Xbox One first came out, like within right when it released.
Yeah.
Whenever the game first came out, a couple years ago. So now, about 4 months ago, I decided to give it another try because everybody was telling me such good things. And I don't know why it was so different.
But you loved it.
I loved it. I really very, very much loved it. And I was just like, how is this such a different experience for me?
Yeah, that is odd. I mean, I'm glad that you gave it the time of day and changed your mind.
It went from something I was trudging through trying to play and couldn't like it to something that I was like, I'm going to play this 4 times now. Like, I just loved it.
Wolfenstein The New Order,
like I said,
dude.
Maybe Wolfenstein could be the same way. Like, there are some games where
let me tell you why you should like it. Hold on. Let me tell you real quick. I'll give you a quick synopsis.
I didn't play much. I only played like an hour.
Exactly. And this is why you didn't like it. Because the same thing with me. It's very kind of boring at first. You got
like a
boring ass
cutter shooter.
Yeah, you got like a boring ass AK. What's awesome about this game is as you go along the game, you get increase. There's a time skip in the game. And then you get increasingly cooler and cooler guns. You even get like a mod. you get a laser gun at one point. Then throughout the game, you keep finding mods to make it fucking more badass and more badass. And your dude in that game is just like, he is the fucking man.
Right?
No, I don't remember his. Yeah, BJ. Yeah, it is BJ. Yeah. He is the fucking man, dude. Like
the new Wolfenstein that they just came out with looks really good to me, but I just know how I.
Yeah, it's the sequel,
last one, so I've kind of avoided it.
It's a sequel to that one, but it also I also got the old blood, which I haven't played. I guess that one's a prequel.
That's the one I was thinking of when I was the cartoon yeah. kind of cover.
That one's a prequel. Anyways, try it out again. I mean, if you could stick, get to the time skip and then talk to me again, because okay. if you do, you definitely like that shit.
Okay, so that was your number
two. That was my number two. I played. That's the game I've played the most over the past like couple months.
All right, you ready for my number two?
Yeah. What's your number two?
Prey.
Prey. I've heard good things about that. That's made by Bethesda as well. I think Wolfenstein is too.
When Prey came out, everybody had a bunch of issues with it because it had some game breaking bugs, and it did. Mm. I encountered some myself.
Okay.
But they quickly patched those out.
Yes.
And that's one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Prey. What do you do in it?
It's kind of like Skyrim and Fallout in space, except for it's not really that large scale.
Okay.
It's just on a space station. It's a really big space station, but it's not like huge open world like
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's more of a linear game, but you can kind of go around open world style on the space station.
That sounds
but
sweet.
There's all these different skills and things that you can get. Like basically everything that you do, everywhere you go, every objective you have, there's like 9 different ways to do it based on which skills you have. So like you can, there's like a little dart gun that you get that shoots like suction cup darts.
Okay.
And you can use that to like peer through windows and shoot like computer screens to hit the little touchpads.
Oh, so you got like, it's like doors. There's a lot of puzzle elements.
No, it's not even puzzles. Like every room, like there's a room that you can't get into. There's 9 different ways that you can get in.
Okay.
So like sometimes you'll have these skills, so that's the way you need to get in. Sometimes you won't have those skills, so you need to find another way to get in.
Oh.
And like they have mimics, which are these little enemies. I think you're about to see one right here where they clone things in the world. They look exactly like them.
Oh,
so like sometimes you'll
shit.
Walk into a room and you'll think it's empty of enemies, and then the coffee mug will jump to life and kill you.
How? Oh shit.
Yeah.
Wait, hasn't there been several Prey games?
I've never played any prior to this, but there are.
Is this like a reboot of the series?
I've never played any of them prior.
Okay.
Like I never played any of the Fallout yeah. before Fallout 3 either.
I got you. I've heard of this game, but I haven't heard a lot about the game. So I've heard it's good.
My only complaint
though.
With the whole game is there's not much of a weapon selection.
Mm.
There is, but as far as like regular weapons, yeah, like your pistol and your shotgun.
Yeah, I got
like
you.
Everything else is kind of like a specialized weapon.
Pretty basic.
It does have the glue gun, which basically shoots like caulking.
Yeah.
So, like, if you look here, if all of the stairways were blocked off, you could use the glue gun to build a staircase and walk up them.
Oh, that's sweet.
You could do all kinds of stuff. Like, so, like, this game, like, you'll feel like there's areas that are completely closed off to you until later in the game. And you can kind of get anywhere you want if you know what you're doing.
Oh,
and you know how
then you're like, oh, I got to go back and play it because I really definitely amazing. Missed that area earlier.
This game is so amazing.
There's parts of Wolfenstein that do that too where like I didn't realize like, oh, there's a lot of collectibles on Wolfenstein. And you can collect them and earn, you know, unlock different shit and stuff. But I didn't realize it until after I beat it. I had to go back and play through like with the new mind. Like
right.
Now I know where to look, what to look for. So sounds like they've done a similar thing with Prey. Also made by Bethesda as far as I know. But,
it is.
That's awesome.
It's one of the best games I've ever played.
I'll definitely check that game out because
really,
that looks amazing.
Very intensely love this game.
All right. What's your number? Do you want me to do number one or you?
Go ahead.
My number one game of 2017 that actually came out in 2017 is Breath of the Wild. Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. It's literally
so
one of
you know
the,
I got a Switch. You know I played Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. You didn't like it? Oh, yeah. You told me you didn't like the weapon system. Oh, is
got
that
one game left on my list.
Oh, well, say no more. What's your number one?
Resident Evil 7.
Oh, you cocksucker. Breath of the Wild didn't even make your top five? That's some bullshit.
That's the reason I said that.
That's unbelievable.
I wanted to draw more attention to the fact that it wasn't on my list. Then Resident Evil 7 was my number one.
Never played it. No, never will.
Okay, so Breath of the Wild was awesome.
Yeah, okay.
It was awesome.
Okay.
Like, I thought about Breath of the Wild for maybe my five.
Yeah. What was the rest of your list? All those games are better than Breath of the Wild?
In my opinion, yes.
Holy shit. Super Mario Odyssey is better than Breath of the Wild?
Okay, so I actually debated between the two of them.
Yeah.
You know why I went with Super Mario Odyssey and not Breath of the Wild?
Because you can play with your kids?
No.
What?
Nothing about Super Mario Odyssey pissed me off.
Oh, I got you. It was just
Breath of the Wild.
Right.
Breath of the Wild, while it was great and was much larger, there's lots of things that you could say were better about it. Absolutely. Yeah. There were too many things that pissed me off about Breath of the Wild, and I couldn't come up with anything that pissed me off about
Super Really? Chaos. Man, I Breath of the Wild, I mean, I understand not liking the weapons breaking system. You know, that's kind of where shit's just going, or the trend at least for now. But other than that, man, like, I think, even with that, I got used to it and I enjoyed it at a certain point. But I mean, everything about, every time I play that game, I'm just like, I fall in love every single time I pick up the controller.
I feel like that game really desperately wants to be Skyrim.
It does, but it does it almost. It does it kind of better.
In some ways, there's some things that it does not.
And don't get me wrong, I would put Skyrim in my top five favorite games of all time. Absolutely, I would.
I don't think it's one of the best.
You like Oblivion more, don't you?
I like Oblivion a lot more.
Oblivion's great.
I think the story writing is substantially better in Oblivion.
I agree. I think Skyrim is kind of, it's like the beginner version of Oblivion, essentially.
Skyrim is the beginning version of Morrowind. Great, but there's a lot of problems I have with Skyrim. So, like, first of all, I think everything in Skyrim is kind of drab and boring.
Really?
Like, I love Skyrim. I'm not
saying.
Yeah,
no, I gotcha.
Like, in comparison to Oblivion?
I don't know, man. Skyrim, like,
the stories aren't as good.
I'm looking forward to getting that.
The color palette is kind of plain.
I can't wait to get that on the Switch and play the shit out of it, honestly. If I get a Switch. all right. So Resident Evil, why do you want Resident Evil as your number one? What's so fucking great about it?
Resident Evil 7 is not only my game of the year, but it's one of my favorite games I've ever played in my life.
What's better about it than the other Resident Evils?
Well, it's not the best Resident Evil.
Oh,
really? But it's very debatably the best Resident Evil.
Okay.
My favorite Resident Evil is Resident Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, that one is classic.
Which they are remaking, which I'm very excited for. But
Resident Evil 2? Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard about that.
But
Resident Evil 7
kind of changed everything. Like, the first-person perspective, everybody was so upset about that. Cause, like,
the whole game's in first-person?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
that.
You can
play the whole game in VR.
God damn it, let me turn the shit off.
You can play the whole game in VR. But Resident Evil 7, like Resident Evil went from, like, the fixed camera angle third person to the over-the-shoulder third person, and then they went to the first person.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of, well, core Resident Evil fans hated the over-the-shoulder. They went back to, because it was more tense and scary and all that.
Sure.
When they went to first person, everybody.
You thought that was a good move, though? You think first person is a good move?
I didn't know if it was going to be a good move until I played it.
Mm.
I think it's probably the best decision for the
franchise.
I think it's probably, as much as a traditional Resident Evil guy.
You think they should continue doing first person?
I think they should keep first person over going back to traditional third or fixed camera angle.
Why not give people an option? I mean, push select and, you know, go from first to third.
It's substantially more intense and scary.
I got you, but I mean,
it makes for a better horror game, flat out. Like, even though it's not what I grew up with, it's better.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I would watch someone play Resident Evil. I just can't do it myself. I would love to watch. I should watch some playthroughs on it.
When that game came out, my first playthrough was like 9 or 10 hours. My second playthrough, I speed ran it in 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Holy fuck!
On the second day it was out.
What?
Yeah. And I was looking online. And it kept saying everybody's, like, speed runs were breaking 3 hours.
Oh,
I was
shit!
Like, how is it 2 hours or 2 hours and 18 minutes on day two?
I'll say you should have submitted it. I guarantee people beat it now, but
I know they have now. But I think at that time I may have been the fastest.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh, speak of speed runs, I watched a funny video online the other day of, like, first of all, do you know about the speed run community? Like, people take that shit super serious. I watched these people, this guy, he did like a 6 hour stream of him just playing GoldenEye 007, like the bunker stage. You can beat it in like 53 seconds or some shit. And that's like been the standard for like 8 years straight. He literally was just casually playing it, and he kept playing the same level over and over and did it in like 52 seconds. He went fucking apeshit, dude. Like, everybody in the comments were like, ah, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, I did not watch the whole 6 hour. I literally only clicked it because somebody said he beat it. So I watched like that part, and it's just unbelievable how crazy people get about that shit.
So Resident Evil 7, bro.
Yeah. Sorry about the sidebar.
No, it's okay. Resident Evil 7, they kind of, I always wanted them to go back to zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like all the little, like, intelligent mutant guys.
Yeah.
All right. But by the way, Resident Evil 6 is the worst piece of shit ever.
Really?
I fucking hate that game. It, like, I've never been so upset at anything in my life.
It's that bad,
that
huh?
That shit was horrible.
What about those, like, in-between Resident Evil games? Are those good?
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Hmm.
Like, there's, I know that there's some that nobody else liked that I really like Umbrella Chronicles. Yeah. Everybody hated that.
Those are like rail shooters. Is that what that, those are?
Oh, that's the one. That's I'm not even using the right name. That Umbrella Chronicles is that. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Umbrella Corps.
Okay. What are those like?
It's on current gen consoles or whatever, but they came out with it and immediately everybody hated it and it was dead on arrival. It's a multiplayer game. You kind of play like Umbrella agents in the zombie apocalypse and you kind of fight each other. And it, like, everybody hated it, but, like, I downloaded it, and it's so fun, bro.
Really?
It's so fun. I don't know why everybody hates it. I love it.
Haters gonna hate, man. What about what else about Resident Evil before we move on?
It's, well, when you ask me, like, what are the scariest games I ever play, what's next scariest next to Outlast?
Oh, yeah, I did ask you that.
Resident Evil 7, probably.
Really?
No, it's not scary to me anymore because I've played it enough times and figured out the mechanics that it doesn't really scare me anymore. But the first time I played it, like, it was like Outlast, where I had to take breaks.
Really?
Like, it was very intense. And
that's crazy.
It's so good. And when I was talking about Outlast and how I didn't like not being able to fight back,
yeah.
I really don't like that, but I make an exception for Outlast because it's so good.
Yeah.
Resident Evil's kind of like that, except for you can fight back.
So it's like Outlast, like, perfected.
Kind of, yeah. And it's also, like,
instead
of zombies,
big budget Outlast.
It's kind of like playing a Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game.
Oh, shit. That sounds
like
horrible.
You're in this plantation home with this family that's like the Leatherface clan. Like,
oh, that's
nuts.
Really what the story of the game is?
No, I mean,
similar to that?
It's just like that.
Okay.
But like, the Jack is the dad, and he keeps like, you'll be doing something, and he'll just show up, and he'll start fucking you up. You can't kill him, you know what I'm saying? So you have to keep running.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
It's crazy as shit. It's so fun. They just came out with the two new DLC packs a couple days ago.
Bro.
I played both of those. They were both great.
You should start streaming.
So good.
You should stream that shit, and I'll watch it. I'll watch you play it. I'll watch you stream your speed run.
If you saw my speed run, it wouldn't be scary.
Bro, oh, yeah.
I'm beastie. I beat it on Madhouse, all that. Like, that's my game, bro. I love
that
shit.
So, play Breath of the Wild. I played Breath of the Wild on the Wii U and still thoroughly enjoyed it.
I played on the Switch.
Okay, so, do you want to move on? Let's start getting rifling through these. Let's move on to what movies we watched. I kept track of all the movies I watched all year round, even if it was repeat movies. Just out of curiosity so I could look back and see what movies I watched. I listen to a podcast called Doug Loves Movies where he does, they talk about a lot of movies and he tries to do this challenge where you watch 365 movies in 365 days. It's like really hard, obviously, but I can
four a day, bro. Like I can knock that shit out in half a year.
I didn't come close to it, but I didn't even really attempt it, but I thought it'd be fun to at least keep track. That inspired me to keep track. But so point is I did choose all 2017 movies for my list, but there are movies that I watched this year that I thoroughly enjoyed more, and we can or cannot discuss it. But for my number five movie that I watched is one that I doubt you've seen, maybe you haven't heard of. It's a movie called Brigsby Bear. Have you heard of that?
No.
It stars Kyle Mooney from SNL. Do you know who that is?
No.
All right, I'll show you. Not that it really matters, but I'll just look up Brigsby Bear real quick. It's a movie about this guy who he was kidnapped at like birth. And he was Mark Hamill plays his like dad, but he was kidnapped dad, but he was kidnapped at birth and then forced to live in a room where his dad created this show called Brigsby Bear, made it, edited it all himself, and made him watch it all day long. Very weird concept, but so this kid knows, this dude, he's like 25 years old, knows nothing else but this Brigsby Bear show. And he eventually, like, the point is, right at the beginning of the movie, like, he gets kind of released, like, into the world. And he's like a fucking child because he doesn't know any better. And he's talking about Brigsby Bear and the motherfuckers don't know what he's talking about. And he's like, you don't know who Brigsby Bear is? Come on. Like, they're like, no, dude. But anyways, it's really fun, like, seeing how he interacts and, you know, moves on and lives life.
This sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome. They make a new. He wants to finish the series so that he finds some people to help him. It's really cool. Well, watch it. Tara hated it. I thought it was so cool and
this
fun.
This sounds awesome. This sounds like something I would like, bro. Yeah. This sounds really cool.
Yeah. Check it out. All right. What was your number five?
Number five. Again, remember, my list is when you hear some of these movies, I don't want you to think I think these are all great movies.
Okay.
These are just the ones that I like best that came out this year.
Okay.
So I didn't watch a whole lot of movies that came out this year, and the ones that I did, not all of them were really all that great.
Okay.
So I'm giving you my five.
All right.
Favorites.
All right. Big preamble there.
Well, I mean, when you hear my number five, you're going to understand.
All right.
I got Cult of Chucky.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch it.
It's good. I thought it was much better than the last couple Child's Play, although I thought Curse of Chucky was okay too. But Child's Play had some bad iterations in there.
Yeah.
And I thought this one was pretty good. I like Child's Play a lot. If you look at my car keys, I got my Chucky on there.
Oh, sweet. You got a little Chucky Funko.
I got my Jason on there.
Sweet.
But I did. I liked it. I thought it was a much better Child's Play than a lot of the other ones. So I really enjoyed it.
I legitimately haven't watched any
movie. A lot of people don't like. A lot of people think it's corny or whatever.
I like horror movies,
but I like this movie a lot.
I know a lot of people that just hate horror movies because they're horror movies, and I honestly I don't get to watch very many because Tara will not watch horror movies with me. Refuses, flat out refuses.
My girlfriend hates them,
so I had to have to watch them by myself if I want to watch them.
My girlfriend hates them. Yeah. I have to watch them by myself.
Bro, we just need to have a movie night where we watch.
You're gonna be my new horror movie guy because every time Blair Witch Project came out. I wanted to go see it, and I didn't have anybody to go, so
same.
I had to like force one of my friends to go see it with me. And like,
I've gone see horror movies by myself.
I have too. But like, I wanted to see the new Saw, and like,
yeah,
I didn't
same.
Have anybody to see it with me, so I never saw it yet.
Let's
like,
do it, man.
Yeah,
for
we're
real,
be horror movie buddies now.
So your number five is Cult of Chucky. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, so I'm not hating on that because I like horror movies. It's probably, if you say it's good, it's probably pretty good. I'd probably like it.
It's better than most horror movies that come out. Let's put it that way.
My number, was that your number five or number four?
That was my number five.
All right, my number four is Logan.
Oh, yeah, I don't like, I'm not big on superhero movies.
Yeah? Did you watch Logan, though?
I did not.
You would like it, I think.
I don't really like superhero movies. There's exceptions. I like the original Spider-Man trilogy with Tobey Maguire. I thought that was really good. I like.
Do you prefer the corny or do you prefer the more dark gritty?
I like more realistic dark gritty. Like,
okay,
Dark Knight was good, although I think Christian Bale's terrible.
Okay, sure.
I thought the Dark Knight trilogy was really good.
I think if you like that, Logan is it's the most unique superhero movie I've seen, just in the simple fact that you honestly would not even know it's a superhero movie other than he pulls claws out of his hands. Like, other than that, the rest of the movie is not a superhero movie. Fucks people up because it's rated R. Fucks people up with his claws. If you think that sounds cool, you'd probably like it. It has a cool story. It's emotional at times. It's essentially like he's getting from point A to point B, and he fucks people up along the way that are trying to fuck him up. It's pretty tight. If that sounds like up your alley, you may want to revisit it.
Like my issue is like because it's a superhero movie, I'm gonna probably steer away from it.
Okay.
Like everybody thought Avengers was the greatest movie ever when that came out.
No, I love Avengers though.
I thought that was trash.
But I like the corn. Then you're not gonna like the rest of my list probably. But what was your number four?
Number four. Okay. Again, not like the greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
But I liked it, and it came out this year. I like John Wick 2.
John Wick 2. Didn't watch it. That's a fail.
You ever see John Wick?
I'm going to disappoint you because I've watched the first half of it three times. I've never finished it.
John Wick was awesome.
That's what I hear. I love
John
it.
John Wick was so, like, they killed his dogs. And he was like, fuck you, I'm killing everybody.
Yeah.
And even the Russian mob boss was like, oh, shit, John Wick is coming. Like,
yeah.
Like, the Russian mob boss was afraid of him.
Yeah.
So, like, he's John like, Wick 2.
There's only one person the boogeyman's afraid of, and his name's John Wick
.
I remember
John Wick
that
2 is the same movie.
Okay, cool. Like, more of the good thing.
Like, they didn't really expand or change. Like, it's just
more him kicking people's ass.
The whole first movie is just him fucking everybody up.
I love it.
And the second one, they were just like, we're going to do what we do well. Some
I need
more.
To put that on my
and
list
they did it.
To
was
watch.
Really, it was really good.
I need, because I have a want to see list, and I keep forgetting that, like, when I'm like flipping through Netflix movies at the end, and I always pick dumb shit, I should try to finally watch shit I've been meaning to watch.
Well, like I said, John Wick was just one of those movies that was self-aware and knew what it did well, and it just did more of it, and it was like a perfect sequel just because it was just what you wanted from
no,
it.
No, man, I like that pick. That's a good one. If I'd seen it, I'm sure I'd pick it. My number three is The Disaster Artist. I just saw it like a week or two ago.
I have only heard of it. I haven't seen any previews or anything, but it has James Franco.
Yeah. Do you know anything about The Room?
No.
All right. So, well, I'm not going to go real deep into it, but the point is, I this movie also holds a special place in my heart because I've been a fan of The Room for a long time. It's the best worst movie of all time. I'm sure you've probably at least know that. It's this movie made by this guy. He somehow had $6 million. Don't know how, but he made this dumbass movie. He wrote, directed, starred, produced in it. It's garbage, but it's laughably garbage. So it's because it's developed a cult following because of it. And the guy who
it's Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight. What are you talking? You talking about the rapper Bobby Knight? Yeah, he's the Bobby Knight of movies. Yes.
Seen something hairy, something scary, something like Bloody Mary.
This guy's the Bobby Knight of movies. He made anyways. So we've watched The Room a bunch of times. We used to go to the Drexel shows at midnight, like every once a month. We've gone there. You throw spoons at the movies. You yell out. It's so fun to go and make fun of this movie with other people. It's great. So that the Room holds a special place in my heart. I have a signed movie poster from Tommy Wiseau somewhere around here. It fell down. But anyways, I like the movie that much, you know. So The Disaster Artist is literally a movie about the making of that movie. And it's starring James Franco, made by him and Seth Rogen. It's such a ridiculous tale.
James Franco and Seth Rogen are such a great duo.
I agree, man. This Is the End is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
I think like Seth Rogen is like so like his own kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I think James Franco is kind of the guy that was supposed to be like normal Hollywood cool.
Right.
But he wanted to hang out with the stoners instead. Like he was a popular kid in school, but he was like, fuck the popular kids. I'm going to go hang out with the stoners instead.
He's one of the only like movie star, real movie star stoners. That dude got nominated for Oscars. You know what I mean?
He's awesome.
He is. He's the shit. So The Disaster Artist, I highly recommend it. It's so fucking good, especially if you're a fan of The Room. And even if you're not, watching both as a double feature, you will be in for a fucking treat.
Okay.
What's your number three?
My number three, I think this came out in 2017. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, we'll look it up.
It was good. Split.
Oh, I think that might have been 16. But yeah, I watched that this year. That was on my list of movies I have watched this year.
Have you ever seen, Let's Unbreakable, see. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was great.
So spoiler alert if you're about to spoil that, but it's been out for
it's
a year
out
and
for
a half.
While.
Or
you should know. But yeah, it's like an indirect sequel to Unbreakable.
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It came out toward the end. That movie is really tight, though. I liked it.
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to Glass, which is going to be the third one.
Yeah, that'll be sweet, too. I was the only thing that I wasn't disappointed in this movie, but by the time I watched this movie, I was already a fan of there's a TV show called Orphan Black about this girl who has clones. And obviously the same woman, her name is Tatiana Maslany. She plays all the clones in the show. But there's like four or five of these clones that are often interacting with each other. They play each other sometimes. So I've seen this girl like masterfully like take on different roles. Very similar to how
when did this come out?
James McAvoy did. 2016.
When though?
Let's see. I already seen it.
December 12th. Okay.
I already seen the trope, you know, kind of, and it done masterfully. So that didn't like hit me as hard as it may have most people because he did a fantastic fucking job of taking on all those personalities. But the spark wasn't as you know, bright for me because of that, I think. But well, actually, I did like the movie as a whole, though, for
first
sure.
First time I saw it, I think it was in February. I think I was coming back from tour in Arizona. I'd flown back. I'd been up all night. We had a show the night before, then we were partying afterwards, and I had to hop on a plane and fly back. So I got here real early in the morning, and my girlfriend picked me up. We drove back from Cincinnati. So I'd been up for a long time, and I'd been drinking and all that.
You probably weren't expecting this to be sweet.
Well, I was exhausted, but I really wanted to see this movie. So me and my girl, I had to spend time with my girlfriend because I just got back. So we went to the movies, and I wanted to see Split because it looked good to me, and I fell asleep, slept through the whole thing.
Ah.
I didn't even see it the first time. I had to wait for it to come out on DVD and watch it again. Yeah.
And it made the list. Well, was that your number two?
That was my number three.
Okay. My number two, I just seen it yesterday, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I have not seen Rogue One or The Last Jedi.
Okay. Well, you can go without Rogue One, although I liked it. You can go without it, though. But
I watched, Force Awakens.
Yeah. I just rewatched that yesterday before we went and seen Last Jedi.
I did not like it.
Dude, I think Force Awakens is the perfect Star Wars movie. It's great.
Oh, yeah. I think Kylo Ren is like so douchey.
Yeah, he is. But
he's
not
a badass villain. He's not cool.
He
was kind of a bitch. Like, I did not like him.
He's a bitch, but I mean, they there's some character development that they had to do with him being, spoiler alert, Han Solo's son.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, they killed Han Solo. Yeah. And like when that happened, I cried.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, look, I know you don't understand this, but like, Han Solo has been my friend my entire life.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Like, I'm 20, it was probably 28 when that came out. I'm 28 years old. Like, yeah. Consolo has been my friend my entire life. It was like I just lost a lifelong friend right now. Like, I was really genuinely upset.
Yeah, dude, I know. Rewatching it yesterday, I got that same feeling, man, honestly. But
Kylo Ren, it was just...
Dude, that, the first movie almost does like it's almost like a reboot, but it summarizes the whole original trilogy almost. Like, you know, Orphan finds the Force, you know, defeats the bad guys, you know. So it's kind of like a repackaging of the original trilogy in a way. And Disney is fucking masterful at this repackaging anyway for today's generation kids with the little aliens and creatures and animals and shit. I mean, it does it on such a grand... It's Star Wars the way it should have been done on, like, the grand scale it deserved. But in all honesty, I still like Force Awakens more than The Last Jedi. But The Last Jedi is still very good.
I think Kylo Ren was the main reason why I didn't like it.
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Like, Vader and Darth Maul, General Grievous. You have all these badass guys, and then you have, like, Kylo Ren, who's just like a whiny little bitch with a stupid haircut.
He's a little emo, dude, but that dude has his power is unfuckwittable. He'll surprise you in The Last Jedi. Let's just say that. He will. And you may have a new appreciation for him.
Okay.
All right. No spoilers there. I hope. Well, what was your number two?
My number two is Pennywise the Clown, It.
Ah, yeah, that was a good one. I go ahead. Tell me about why you liked it first.
I've always been a huge fan of the first one.
Yeah, me too. That's the movie that, like, when you're a child, like, made you hate clowns. A generation hate clowns.
I really, really always loved Tim Curry. As I thought that was the one of the greatest acting roles I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
that was so great. And I think outside of Tim Curry, it's really not that great of a movie. Like, Tim Curry made
sure
it.
You're right.
But I was. They've been talking about remaking It for a long time, and I've been really excited, but I've also been very nervous because I didn't know if anybody could ever really live up to Tim Curry.
Okay.
So when I went and saw it.
Yeah, you went and saw It.
I watched the whole thing, and I thought it was really funny how, in one sense, it's almost like a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah.
And in another sense, it's completely reimagined. And
yeah. It was scary as fuck.
The other thing I thought they did such a they made a great decision to kind of reimagine Pennywise instead of have the guy kind of try to be Tim Curry.
Yeah, you're right. That was a good move.
Because by doing that, they created another great Pennywise.
And they gave him the Heath Ledger Joker treatment almost.
He was a great Pennywise.
Yeah.
He probably isn't as good as Tim Curry.
Sure.
But
different.
He wasn't trying to be the same. So they can totally coexist and be great on their own. I thought it was really well done. I really loved it.
It was scary as fuck. I want to rewatch it, and I haven't, you know, for the reason we discussed earlier. But we actually went to the movie theater. We went to the drive-in theater to see. Believe it or not, they had a double feature of Lego Ninjago and then It. So we took the kids to the drive-in to see Lego Ninjago, and we were going to watch It after. We're like, fuck it, we'll watch it. The kids got all weird and, like, tried to keep trying to watch it, and then got scared, and then all acted dumb. So between it being at the drive-in, barely hearing it, fucking with kids, a lot, I barely got to see the movie, so I need to rewatch it because I liked what I watched, but I didn't get the full experience, I don't think. So I'll revisit that.
I loved it.
My number one, Thor Ragnarok. That is, if you ask me, well, The Avengers is one of my favorite superhero movies I've ever seen, just because I think it's like it does it perfectly. Thor Ragnarok is a comic book literally on the screen. It's the funniest superhero movie ever. It's a comedy. Thor Ragnarok's literally a comedy.
Did you like the first Thor?
Yeah, but I like Thor Ragnarok far better.
I saw the first Thor in theaters.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
I thought it was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
The first Thor is not that great.
I think Thor and, like, the Avengers and all those movies, I think those are such a great example of, like, a big Hollywood budget with people that can't act and lots of special effects.
Oh, man.
That's what I think they are, bro. Dude, I think they're terrible.
Thor Ragnarok did it perfectly. If every superhero film follows the formula they followed on Thor Ragnarok, it'll be great. Dude, if the Avengers follows the same formula, the third Avengers movie, it's going to be fucking awesome. I cannot wait till that shit comes out, dude. It's gonna be you don't like superhero movies, but you may. I
like the ones that are actually good as film. Like,
Deadpool?
I didn't watch it. The Spider-Man movies were good as far as film goes.
What about Homecoming? Did you watch Spider-Man Homecoming?
No.
That's the newest one.
The Amazing Spider-Man, and I thought that was trash.
Ah, man, I can't talk to you about that superhero movies.
Yeah, like God damn it. I haven't watched any since then. Yeah.
That's some
movies. I'm finicky, bro.
That's the thing so far that you and I do not and will not see eye to eye on. But nevertheless, what was your number one? Thor Ragnarok's mine.
Number one, Get Out.
Get Out is pretty sweet.
It was awesome. I mean, not only is that movie awesome,
yeah,
but once you start realizing all the little, like, there's all kinds of little things that you don't notice about it.
I should rewatch that.
If you like, look up, like,
Easter eggs.
Like, explanations online, things like that. There's all these little things that, like, tip you off early on that you'd never catch.
Yeah.
But they all come together. So once you, like, learn the little things about it, it really expands.
I mean, you could tell it's going down a road, but
he kills the deer, but then he kills the guy at the end with the deer. Do you even notice that?
I don't remember.
Like, basically, he kills his deer and watches his deer die.
Okay.
And it's like the scene. And then at the very end, he like pulls the deer head off the wall and kills the guy with the deer head.
Yeah, I don't
recall. All these little things. Like it's pretty intense.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, the one dude is, he's like a racer. He lost Jesse Owens or whatever.
I don't remember.
And that's why he's running.
I haven't seen it since February when it came out.
Put that together, but that's why he's like running real fast and turns.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Because he's
right.
Race.
I do remember that.
All these little things that like you don't like.
That's a movie you should watch.
Somebody tells you, you're like, oh
yeah.
I thought it was great.
That is a good movie. I mean,
it's funny because I really don't think Key and Peele are funny at all. I think they're terrible.
Did you like Keanu?
I didn't watch it. I think they're terrible, bro. I think they're awful. But I thought his. Like drama/horror movie was so good. I loved it.
I'll tell you, I wasn't a fan of the Key and Peele show. There's a few skits I've seen that I like, but I'd never really watched it. But Keanu is so funny.
Key and Peele seem like off-brand Dave Chappelle to me.
I mean, they are, but
Dave Chappelle's great.
They filled the gap pretty good, though. They did. All right, so your number one's Get Out. That's a strange number one, but you know,
no, it was a great movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, I know. I should definitely revisit that. All right, let's see. We got a little bit. We still got some time. I'll leave. We got 30 minutes, so let's wrap it up within the next 20. I will go ahead. Let's bust this out, and then it'll lead to the next discussion. So, your top albums of the year. Let's rifle through these. All right.
You want to do it quickly?
We'll go through. We'll do it the same way, but let's just touch on them. What was your number five?
Jadakiss and Fabulous, Friday on Elm Street.
All right, I'll look that up real quick. Jadakiss and they had an album together.
Yeah, it took them like 6 years.
What song should I play real quick?
F verse J intro.
F verse J?
Yeah.
Okay, intro.
And just go to the second verse. Play Jadakiss's verse where he's rapping as Jason. He's rapping as Jason. Cut it in like halfway through and just listen to what a great job Jadakiss does being Jason in rap form.
That sounds cool so far. So is it a concept album? Like the whole album is? Or
kind of.
Whoops.
There you go.
All right, let's see. We gotta talk over it, so if we put this on YouTube, they don't remove it. I'm dead wrong. You wanna live, I can't let you. Who's this?
I'm walking, I still catch you. Yeah, the voyees, good looking. I destroy these niggas ain't bosses, they workers and employees.
That's dope.
In the boondocks, flannel overall, work boots, tube socks.
I mean, like, this shit is dope. Like, how many songs like in this vein are there on that on
this
that album?
Really the one. Like, the whole album's good though.
But because I don't like just
they have nods to like the Freddie Jason thing, but like there's just songs.
But like I mean, are the rest of the songs just fucking them shit? Like every song is them shit talking with a different hook, essentially. That's what most rappers do nowadays.
Kind of. I mean, keep in mind these two guys are like two of the most lyrical rappers in the world. Like,
Fabulous is like considered a lyrical genius.
Yeah,
is he?
Fabulous is an animal. Bro.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, Fabulous is a monster.
Okay, all right. So you're number five.
That's my number five.
It's a Fabulous and Jadakiss. What's the album called?
Friday on Elm Street.
All right, my number five is where is it? Oh, I'm gonna go with Revival.
Wow.
Yep. I added it literally last minute. I've probably listened. We can talk more about it, but
yeah.
I've probably listened to it about six times through now, honestly. And
okay, I'm gonna save my opinions on that for after this discussion. After
perfect.
Our list, I have things to say.
I had some things to say. I even made some notes. I was gonna like shit talk it, but
I almost wrote notes, but I knew that I felt so strongly that I could
okay.
get it off.
I have my critiques, but in all honesty, I don't listen to. I listen to podcasts all day in my truck, so. I don't listen to a lot of music. I seek out the music I know I like. That's essentially what I do. I'll listen to some music that maybe if somebody recommends it or I hear it might be good. other than that, though, I mean, I don't do like the Spotify thing and listen to all kinds of new shit. And, you know, that's on me, but that's what I like. Okay. So point is, I sought it out. You know, the five albums that I picked, Revival's one of them.
Okay.
So we'll move in. We'll move on. But what's your number four? Eminem Revival, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Number four, I got the Wu-Tang Clan. The Saga Continues.
Okay. They had a new album?
Yeah. And it's one of their best albums ever.
What should I play? Good.
Play People Say with Redman.
All right. We'll just play it while we talk about it. So tell me what's sweet about it.
It's just everything you want from Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, not all their albums have been great. This album is what you want from a Wu-Tang album.
Is this the one that one Martin Shkreli guy bought and then
That's Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. It's Martin Shkreli.
Did that get released ever?
No, he was actually just trying to sell it. I have a friend on Facebook who is he's like a A&R.
Yeah.
He's like kind of a big time. He works directly with Wu-Tang and all these guys, and he was trying to buy it from Martin Shkreli.
Really?
And Martin Shkreli tried to put it on eBay instead.
Oh, shit.
Basically, this guy that I know offered him $1 million for it.
Whoa.
And Martin Shkreli told him to bid on eBay. And then it sold on eBay for, you know, $100,000 more than what my guy offered him for it.
Damn.
And then the guy didn't pay him.
Oh, shit.
So he didn't sell it. And then Martin Shkreli went to jail. And so Martin Shkreli is, like, in prison and desperately needs to sell this album. I think the feds came and seized it.
Did it, but it still hasn't leaked?
No, but I think a Fed seized it.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
So
didn't
he
pay something like $6
million?
Didn't he pay $2 million? That's crazy. All right, so that album. So what's the album called?
The Saga Continues.
I'm glad to see Redman. I don't keep up on hip-hop, but I like Redman. You know, I didn't know
Redman
he even still did
the,
shit.
He is one of the most underrated rappers I've ever heard in my life.
I think
Redman can
That's who Eminem always refers to as Reggie, right?
Yeah. But he's one of the best rappers ever. Never gets the credit for it. He is amazing.
He's like, Nas, Rakim, Reggie, whatever. Well, my number four is Queen Herbie episode. She released two EPs this year. They're each five tracks, so I'm combining them together, EP 1 and EP 2.
I don't even know who the fuck that
Queen
is.
Herbie is a – have you heard of the group Carmen? They did that – she did that remix of that whatever the fuck that song is. They were like YouTube – famous, and then they released some albums as Carmen, and now she rebranded herself as Queen Herbie, Kaveen Herbie, excuse me. But she it's like it's pop.
Oh my god,
it's pop music, but she can like bust flows, and you know, it's good. Even her pop songs are really fun to listen to. Personally, this is one of the best songs on EP one. She does like singing, rapping, you know, whatever.
She
looks like, man. She looks the same in her YouTube videos from 5 years ago.
I'm not saying.
Oops, here she goes. Listen.
Spare me, y'all ain't even seen the best of me, and all you do is dare me, but a pussy grab back when the situation hairy. You know, this makes me want to know what you think. You like Cardi B?
Who?
Cardi B.
I don't know who that is.
Bodak Yellow.
Never heard of it.
Lil bitch, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to. These is, you haven't heard that shit?
No.
She's like a new chick rapper that a lot of people love and a lot of people hate. Like everybody's like, oh, why is she getting all the love when someone just rap better than her? I just think she's swaggy. I think she got a cool little flow.
I just
like her for what she is.
I don't like, I'll check her out. I'll really look into it.
You won't like it, I'm sure.
I like her, not necessarily because she's a rapper. I was a fan of Carmen, like their pop group where they just did pop music. I thought they was, you know, they did a good job. I like her voice. I think she's a good singer. Like this song is probably my favorite song on the album, and it's like poppy as hell. I don't know. I think it makes me feel good. This is my summer jam album, you know? Hold on. Let this drop. Here it goes. I like this part. Yeah, I like it, man. I love it. All right, Queen.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, Queen Herbie. All right, what's your number three?
Number three. I've got. You got to check and see if this came out this year.
All right.
I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did.
Go ahead.
Big Sean, I Decided.
Okay, let's see.
I am a huge Big Sean fan, and I really love this album. And I know that not everybody loved this album, but I really love this album. I thought it was really good.
Oh, came out this year. Boom, good job. Boom, boom. All right, so Big Sean.
Great fucking album.
What's great? I've heard his name thrown around. What's so cool about Big Sean?
Big Sean, like a lot of times.
What
Big
song
Sean,
should I pull
I
up?
A good to look up. Bounce Back. That's
Bounce
off the
back.
Album.
All right.
That's not like my favorite song, right? That's like one off the album that you can pull up pretty quick. And,
whoops. Okay, okay, I got you.
But he, I think a lot of people dismiss him because they think he's just kind of like a radio rapper or whatever.
Mm, okay.
But he can rap. Like he can rap.
Okay.
He's shredded.
So he's just got like good, he's just good at rapping.
He's great at rapping.
But
he
are his songs good?
He's exceptionally good at rapping.
Are his songs good? Are they fun
his
to listen to?
Great.
Okay.
I love Big Sean.
Big Sean, I decided.
I think he has music you would like.
Okay. I'll look into
like,
it.
Like, you could hear his radio songs, and I could see you saying, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But if I actually like show you, there's stuff you would like.
Okay.
He sounds good. He raps well. Like, he's catchy. He's a great, great rapper. And like I said, not everybody likes his new album. I love
it. I decided.
Album. Yeah.
All right. So that was your number two?
Three.
Three. My number three is... Shaggy, fuck the fuck off, motherfucker. Dude, like
oh, stop it.
That I listened the fuck out of that. I know you're not a fan. Me, man, like
I don't hate ICP or anything, but like really, this is where we're at with our lists here, man.
Dude, like he fucking comes hard on this album, dude.
Does he even write his own rhyme?
Double G.
What does Bomb J write for him?
No, he writes his own shit. I don't know, man. This whole album is like, you can tell through and through it's the album like he wanted to make. It's good, man. As far as lyrical capabilities, this is the pinnacle of Shaggy. Honestly.
That's not saying much.
I know. That's why I'm telling you. Because I think you may appreciate some of the flows, at least.
You know that I have a little bit of love for all that.
I know you do, deep down, at the very least. But
I don't
me, like,
good rappers, bro.
This album is so fun. I really liked listening to it. Check it out, man.
Okay.
Did it again. Anyway. All right, what was your number two?
All right, so I got to put my next two together.
All right.
So you want to do your two, and then I'll do my two and one all at the same time.
Okay, sure. My number two is Wheeler Walker Jr. He's a he released an album called Old Wheeler. He's a
God, we're different.
He is a country music guy. All right, but listen, Wheeler Walker Jr. made it. He makes funny country songs. All right, he has a song called Pussy King. He's like a comedian, but he's a rapper too. He has an alter ego.
Do you realize how all over your list is?
I know, man. Like, this is what I like. This album is so fun to listen to, man. Listen, watch him. Every song on his album is like derogatory. It's awesome. But he's like, he keeps it real, man. Here we go. I'm a country legend. I'm the Pussy King.
Okay.
Anyways, Wheeler Walker Jr.
I expected some off the wall shit from you. Like the Shaggy thing is more than what I expected. I did not expect you to break out a country album. This makes more sense than normal country.
Yeah.
But, like, I still, this is not what I expected.
Dude, he's been on like every podcast, all the podcast, the comedian podcast I listen to. He like made his rounds on them, and like I downloaded it on a whim. I love it. It's so funny. It's well written. The songs are fun to listen to. It's good shit, man. Check him out, Wheeler Walker Jr. I don't know if you've ever heard of Steel Panther. They're like a 80s band, but they're out now, you know. Okay. But they're similar. He's the country version of Steel Panther. Okay. All right, what was your two and one?
All right, the reason I have to do my two and one is not because... It's only because I could not decide between the two.
Okay.
I really intensely love both of these albums.
Okay.
I can't put one above the other.
All right.
They're one and two.
Okay.
I got Kendrick Lamar, Damn.
Kendrick Lamar, Damn. Okay. What song should I preview there?
Play Element. You'll probably like DNA. It doesn't matter. They're all good.
Tell us why you like it.
Because it's fucking awesome. Because he's the best rapper in the world right now.
Yeah?
He's the best rapper in the world right now.
I'll be honest. I've never given him the time of day.
He's the best rapper in the world right now. He raps about things that matter.
If I download one of his albums, which one should I listen to?
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah? Is that a classic?
Good Kid, Mad City is the one that's going to be most accessible to you. But I mean, yeah, it's classic.
Okay.
Don't go with the Pimp a Butterfly because that's an amazing album, but that's not the one that's going to turn you on to Kendrick.
That's for advanced listeners.
Yeah. I mean, basically.
All right, so that's your number two. Then what's number one?
Well, it's not two.
Oh, your number one tied. What's your tied for number one?
They're both such good albums. My other one. Have you ever heard of Joyner Lucas?
No, I've only heard your name. What's you've mentioned him?
His album's called 508-507-2209. But like a good play. What is it called? Winter Blues.
Winter Blues. All right. What? Tell us about him. I've never heard of Joyner Lucas.
Okay, he's new.
Okay.
Like you see the I'm Not Racist. Did you see that on Facebook at all?
No. Nope.
Okay, that went like super viral very recently.
Okay.
So like people are starting to get familiar with him now.
Okay. Yeah, it has 20 million views. What's going on there?
That's a black guy telling
a white guy.
A white guy telling a black guy all the things that he hates about him and saying he's not racist, and then a black guy doing the same thing back.
Oh, I gotcha.
Joyner Lucas is biracial, so he's
gotcha.
Speaking from both perspectives. But this dude makes songs that have the songwriting ability of like a Kanye West, but he raps better than everyone.
Wow, okay. Like, I hate this kind of like hooks. Like,
wait till you hear him start rapping, bro, because he's just gonna go ape shit.
Okay,
but you would like him a lot too because he does a lot of concepts.
What's the phone number?
Storytelling songs. I think it's Suicide Hotline.
Oh, okay.
But this dude, he does a lot of storytelling songs that are amazing.
Okay.
He does a lot of conceptual stuff. You would like him, okay. I promise you. If you listen to him,
I love conceptual and storytelling.
I'll give you some music videos that I want you to watch.
Okay.
By him, because I know you will like them a lot. And then next week we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But
yeah, sounds good.
Joyner Lucas is now one of my top five rappers of all time, and I know that he's so new, and that's such an outrageous thing to put him in so quick.
Yeah, sure.
But my logic behind it is I cannot honestly name five rappers that can rap better than him.
Really?
I cannot.
Okay. So how many?
I can't think of a better reason.
Does he have like a catalog, or does he just have like the one album out?
He's got two albums up on Spotify. Okay. Both of them are awesome.
Okay.
Both of them are great. He also has some other singles and things like that. But like, you need to watch a few. I'm gonna give you a few music videos. You watch those, and I guarantee you'll be a fan.
Okay. I'm interested. That sounds cool. I want to
send it.
I want to hear that.
He's transcendent.
So that'll be so we got some homework for next week that we'll discuss, obviously. So some of these artists. I want you, and same to you, you check out some Wheeler Walker Jr.
Here, I'll write these down.
Just kidding, you don't have
to. I'll write these down for you.
Yeah. Okay.
But just for our listeners, if they want to be up to what we're doing, go watch the music video for Keep It 100 by Joyner Lucas.
Okay.
And go watch the music for Ross Cappuccioni by Joyner Lucas.
Ross Cappuccioni.
There's a lot of other really great ones, but those two are such a great introduction to him.
Okay.
They will make you a fan.
I'll sincerely check it out. So I'm looking up the album because I wanted to tell you.
There's another really good one called Happy Birthday that you should watch too.
Who, Joyner Lucas?
Yeah.
I like it when Flipside does a song called Happy Birthday.
Well, this is not like anything you've ever heard. Happy Birthday, I'm not even sure most people understand what Happy Birthday is about.
Yeah? Okay.
Basically, Happy Birthday is the whole song, he is cussing his kids out, or he's cussing his son out, telling him how much he fucking hates his guts.
Oh, that sounds shitty.
That's not what it's about.
Okay. I will check it out. All right, let me tell you my number one.
Go ahead.
My number one album of this year is Boba Flex, Eloquent Demons, which is a metal band. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Not super familiar, but I know who they are.
They do a lot of concept songs and stuff too. One of my favorite on their new album is a song called Moon and Shadows, where they're singing as if he's like a wolf, you know, like a werewolf. It's pretty cool. It's just a fun kind of I don't know, fun song. This is Boba Flex.
Devil,
got a silver bullet for me. But anyways, they're cool, man. They're from West Virginia, and they play here like probably 15 times a year. I see them a few times, I've been a huge fan of Boba Flex for a long time. This album is one of the best ones they've ever done, if you ask me. Every song on it is good. Every song. There's some songs that are better than others, but every song is good on this album. There's some shit. There's a couple songs that took a minute to grow on me, but man, if I were to recommend one rock album of the year, it's fucking Boba Flex, Eloquent Demons. I know that's not up your alley, really, man.
No,
but
not.
Have you heard their song like "Home" or "Bury Me with My Guns On"? Those are probably their most popular songs. You may be more interested in them. Those are great songs. I love them. They did a cover of Pink Floyd's "Hey You" on this album, and it's fucking great. They're awesome, man. They're really cool. But yeah, that's Boba Fett. What's that?
Why? How did my ring get on? It was on silent. Oh. How did that even happen?
I don't know. All right, let's wrap it up,
sorry,
man.
Guys. We'll do Eminem revival next week then.
Yes, we can do that. Okay. Quick words to leave on about revival though. We'll have the debate next week.
Okay, I have lots of specific things that we'll talk about.
Okay,
but my overall sentiment of the revival album,
yeah,
is this is just like his last two albums, Marshall Mathers LP 2 and
yeah,
Recovery.
Sure,
in that. He is rapping very, very well.
Yes. That was one of my things I definitely wanted to say.
Also, it sounds like shit.
Oh, come on. You think like mixed and mastered wise or just songs themselves?
I can't like bump this.
Really? How many times have you listened to it?
Twice.
Okay. I mean.
I felt the same way about his last two albums.
Yeah.
I love Eminem. He's one of my favorite artists, but I think he's rapping in another stratosphere. He's like,
yeah,
it's rap bullying. He's picking on other rappers.
Yeah.
You can't rap like me, and he's great at it, and he is.
There's a couple of moments of the album I'm just like,
it does not sound good.
Man, that's disappointing. I agree on an extent. Like, it's one of the heaviest, like, as far as, like, just feeling down.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That shit's cool.
That shit is terrible.
But in that regard, it sounds like with this album, he literally didn't give a fuck. He made an album that he wanted to make no matter what. And I don't give a fuck if they like it, they like it. This is what I want to do. And I respect that because I got that vibe.
I got a very opposite vibe.
Really?
I felt like it was very commercial.
I disagree.
It was very commercial. It,
in the sense that almost every song has like a girl singing on the hook, that kind of bugged me.
I don't even mind the commercial. Like, I don't even mind commercial music if it's good.
All right, what about Walk on Water? What'd you think about that,
though?
Hate it. Oh, my God. That song, like, I watched that shit. Or I watched it on SNL. That shit brought like a tear to my eye, man.
Okay, so I love what he's rapping about.
Yeah.
Because I can very much identify with the concept of the song. But I, first of all, do not like Beyonce. I must be the only person in the world that's not.
I don't
Beyonce,
really like Beyonce.
I don't
either.
Like Beyonce. I thought it was a terrible song to open the album with.
Really?
That was a horrible intro.
Dude, it sets the tone for the whole album.
Also, I can get over it sometimes, but like all the Jesus stuff really bothers me.
Is he like a Jesus guy now?
Yeah, he was an atheist.
Yeah.
And he went to rehab, and like rehab taught him that he had to accept Christ back into his life to get clean. And so now, ever since then, he's been like,
well, like, I mean,
Jesus. He has all these songs now. He's talking about Jesus.
Him and
Yellow Wolf did Best Friend. Jesus is my best friend.
Oh, that's kind of
like,
gay.
Bro, it's so bad.
The final couple songs that are pretty heavy, you know, like heavy hearted, like I liked them, but I kind of got a little bit of a vibe from that, but I don't think it was enough to really make me even really notice. Like I've listened to the album like six or seven times. I'm literally asking like what? Like
I can get over some people having like references to Jesus that like Kanye does it, and I expect it from Kanye. You
sure.
Know what I'm saying? Like it is who you are.
It is weird
like,
that Eminem's doing it though.
I have a hard time listening to Eminem do it.
Yeah. But he's still in the album. He's still rapping about like raping and you know killing and then
more reason why I have a hard time hearing Eminem do it.
I don't know, man. There's a few songs.
What's the best song on the album?
Let me pull up the track list.
I can tell you mine right offhand.
What is it?
It was Frame.
That song is sweet.
That is the most like his old stuff.
My favorite is probably
that was very encore yeah. Relapse-ish, and I yeah. know everybody hates those albums. I love those albums.
My favorite
I love that song.
I love that song.
I really like that song.
Top three: Framed. I like Offended and Heat.
I thought Offended was trash.
Dude, I love Offended.
Oh, my
dude,
God, it was
he
so bad.
He spits in Offended. He's like...
He's spitting the whole album. He's going nuts the whole album.
Dude, it's incredible.
I like Ed Sheeran.
That's
although
okay.
I like Ed Sheeran more than I liked Eminem on that song.
Yeah. I don't that song's hit or miss, but... All right. Well, regardless, Framed is the shit. I don't know, man. Like
I like the outro. The last song, Arose.
He did with that song was fucking sweet.
Really good. I really like that song
yeah.
a lot.
I listened to that and it literally like gave me chills. I was like, wow, that was, why didn't anybody else think of that? You know,
I love Fresher and nobody in the world expected Fresher to be on this album.
I don't even know who Fresher is.
I love Fresher.
Matthew Dola. Is that him?
Yeah. I love Fresher. That was not his best ever. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
He spits on that fucking song too.
Yeah.
Not as great, but that song, it seems like it was more of just him showing off, but like he really spits, I think, the hardest in like Heat and Offended. He like, there's a few parts where like he's going off and like it's incredible, man. I mean, it's unbelievable what that dude can do.
I mean, again, he's rapping amazingly well.
Yeah.
But it does not sound the best dude, example like, I give, the best example I give is, you ever listen to Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah.
When you listen to Jimi Hendrix, there is no disputing what a great guitarist he is.
Yeah, sure.
He plays so well.
You're right.
That does not sound good to me.
Hmm.
I'm not denying his skill or talent or any of that, but I could never listen to
that. Did you like Marshmallow's LP more? Marshmallow's LP 2 more than Revival?
No.
Do you like them both about the same, or do you think Revival's,
I think I probably have the same number of songs that I probably liked on each. I think I may like Revival slightly more just because I don't think they're really that different.
Yeah.
I think there may be an extra song or two that I like a little bit more than Marshall Mathers LP 2. Recovery, I probably feel the same way about. There's probably like two or three songs that I actually like.
I think I like Revival more than either of those two albums. And
it was fun listening to a bash Donald Trump. That was fun.
Yeah, that
I like
that shit too. And for what it's worth, I was more of a fan of Encore than I was the Eminem Show. And this is kind of like the Encore to Marshall Mathers LP 2's Eminem Show. Maybe.
Eminem Show.
I know, it's your favorite album of all time.
It's my favorite album of all time. I love Eminem Show. But I will say, for how much people hate Encore, and this applies to Relapse, because a lot of people really hate Relapse too.
I like Relapse.
I think both of those albums are great.
Yeah.
I really like both of them, and I like both of those better than this last
one. I'm the only person I know that liked Encore, man, so you're preaching the choir. All right.
I loved Encore. Encore.
Let's wrap this up, man. All right. But yes, I'm with you. Encore. The Christopher Reeve song is my favorite song on there, whatever that song's called.
I don't even know what it is.
Rain Man. Ah, that's my favorite song. I love that shit.
Rain Man is Big Weenie.
He's like,
a bunch
he talks about getting like, and you get butt fucked and you blip blip bands.
God damn it. Putt with a friend.
But when he gets off, then. That's my favorite
yells,
shit, dude.
Hut,
then he teases you. All right. All right. First show down, man. We'll round out the edges and,
Iconoclash.
We'll work out exactly what where the gimmick is there. But so far, I think so good. What else you want to drop on them, man, before we walk out?
Go to my website, www.itsendsbaby.com, and download all the free music and go on to Spotify and play me so I get my little royalties.
Yes.
And then go on to iTunes and Google Play and all that shit and buy all my albums and then give me all your money. And then I'm going to spend it on drugs.
All right. Good plugs, man.
Boss.
Go to Keezy.com. This show, this will be in a podcast feed. We just have to have the show before we can create the feed. So now that we have the show, I'll save it. We'll make a new, people will be able to find this on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever the fuck. They'll be able to find this show. It's going to be on YouTube. I don't know. I mean, in all honesty, I'm comfortable with the product. We don't have to edit it at all for all I give a fuck. We can throw this bitch out as is. I think it was pretty fun. It worked out. For this episode, I may actually release it as like a double so that people can get it out right now. I might release it as a Keezy show as well to kind of introduce it, get it out there. And then by the time it's out there next week, well, we will have the YouTube channel, the website page and everything else ready to roll. And this episode will be episode number one for that.
Gangsta.
Sound good? All right. Thanks for listening and watching however you did. And just keep iconoclashing. Trying to think of the corniest thing I could do. All right, bye.